Small cap stocks have managed to claw back some of last year's losses, recovering from the initial COVID-19 hit, with the small cap index gaining close to 25% so far this year. Joining me now to discuss where he's identifying some value in this space is investment officer at Integral Asset Management, Keith McLaughlin. Thanks so much, Keith, for joining us this evening. So, like I say, we've got small caps in the spotlight, and Distell, one of the stocks that's been getting your attention. Many were surprised by the latest set of numbers it put on the table, because it came through despite this being a company having most of its products effectively banned for a little over a fifth of the reporting period. So talk us through the value you're seeing in Distell right now.
Sure. Alicia, good to be here. And Distell's gained market share over this period. Not just have their products actually performed well despite the intermittent banning thereof, but this has cleared out a range of smaller competitors. And in the background, the management team have cleverly used this period to reset the cost base permanently to a lower level. So you arrive at a point with bigger market share, higher margins, and you ultimately a relatively attractive business. In fact, you're probably a better business than you were at the beginning of this period. Now, combine all of that with a valuation that is relatively attractive on an EV/EBITDA basis against global peers. And what you have is you have what is a defensive, well-priced, and nicely growing business.
Yeah. But Keith, why then is the market not rewarding Distell for its growth with a higher multiple than it's sitting at right now? We know that there are, a few worry points for investors out there. The fact that it's smaller than some of its global contenders, it's got a higher regional concentration, and that giving it South Africa risk in particular. How much of that do we need to factor into this entire equation?
So you hit the nail on the head. The geographic exposure and the size create two kind of constraints in terms of its relative valuation. So we never expect it to trade at an equivalent multiple to something like, for example, Diageo. But it does have a relatively flexible balance sheet, and it does have a growing export element to it, while at the same time its African business is relatively unique, and that in fact has grown really well over this period. I do think one of the things in my conversations with international investors highlights the fact that they are not overly keen on the large weighting of wine within the portfolio of Distell. They prefer to invest in the higher margin spirits and the like. So that might also weigh against some of the relative rating. But on a balance, the business has performed well. The international leg is growing, so is the African leg. Perhaps this provides the opportunity for, over a period of years, as the business grows, gains in scale, and hopefully gains in size in the market, we can see a relative re-rating towards a peer group average much higher, and therein perhaps lies some of the potential in the medium term.
Okay, got it. Next on your list, Keith, Purple Group, and this really pointing to a shift that's happened amongst retail investors over the past year, right? The elevation of, I guess, the likes of a Robin Hood is a case in point.
Absolutely. So if we jump into the Purple Group, their flagship asset has to be their 70% stake in Easy Equities. And Robinhood has highlighted the tailwinds that are working in these highly automated, low-cost online retail brokerages globally, and they're absolutely phenomenal when they work. If we just take their Easy Equity stake, their 70% Easy Equity stake, and we value it relative to Robinhood, the fair value seems indicative to be about 3 times Purple Group's current share price. And then you get the rest of the group free. So really, this is an Easy Equity play, but it doesn't hurt that there is a rest of the group, and there are some very interesting things they are doing there as well.
Keith, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Of course, Keith McLaughlin is with Integral Asset Management, giving us a line of sight of some of those stocks that are blinking bright on his radar screen right now.